her chants like Intifada Revolution, inciting violence against Jews. My friends have been told to go back to Poland. And as a Jewish student myself, this makes me feel extremely unsafe on campus. And I can only hope that NYU will follow through with their promises and restore safety to our campus.
Yes, a young woman at New York University, NYU, young Kayla. She's Jewish. She was describing what it's like on American campuses today. Now that the Socialist Workers Party has taken over the Democrat Party. Years of work by the left in the United States, taking over media and academia like an invading army. And they've corrupted at least a generation of Americans on campuses and beyond. How many of them are true believers and how many of them are just stooges? Difficult to say for sure. Also in New York City, Donald Trump back in the courtroom today. And I love this idiot judge in New York, Juan Merchan, who is a Joe Biden donor, a Democrat Party activist. His daughter is a Democrat Party zealot who's been raising millions of dollars for left-wing causes since her father was assigned to the Trump lynch mob. The Democrat Party is the party of lynching black people from trees as well. Look it up. But in New York today, Judge Merchan, you know, gag order, a ball gag order that he imposed on President Trump. And he clarified a little today. He said the judge states that Trump can say what he wants, but, quote, he just can't speak about witnesses, end quote. Well, that's contradictory, isn't it? Well, you can say what you want except this. You can't say this. That means you can't say what you want. But he says out of one side of his mouth that Trump can say what he wants, and then he says, but you can't say this. Right? Sieg Heil, Manischatzi. Honestly. Reminds me of Meatloaf singing, I would do anything for love, right? But I won't do that. I don't know why I thought of that, but, you know, it's a fun song. I won't try to do my Meatloaf impersonation. It's kind of a tough one, big voice on Meatloaf. But there it is. I almost started singing anyway. Also today, a 2020 social media post by then-presidential candidate Joe Biden blaming then-President Donald Trump for violence in the United States is drawing renewed criticism after violence has erupted on college campuses nationwide, stemming from the anti-Israel protests of the Democratic Party, which is how it should be phrased every time the media mentions it. But keep in mind, the media is the most corrupt institution in America. Biden posted on Twitter in August of 2020. He said, remember, colon, they love their colons, every example of violence Donald Trump decries has happened on his watch, under his leadership, during his presidency. Now the Democrat Party is having the 1C Conference Part 2 as they're standing up the next Socialist Workers Party. And again, the Party for Socialism and Liberation in the middle of all these protests. They're here to smash and destroy capitalism. The Socialist Workers Party in the middle of all these protests. They're communists. They're everywhere. Our media hides them from the public by leaving them out of their reporting because, as you know, the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. Extraordinary. Just amazing. Now, let me go to some audio sound bites here. Audio actualities, as they say in the radio business. You know, I got to say, Eric Adams yesterday, the mayor of New York, had a moment. Soundbite number 8. He had a moment that surprised me, and I don't know what happened to him. He's probably going to have to apologize because He went against the party. He said, because they're burning American flags, the Democrats again, and the Democrats have long burned American flags. Remember at the nominating convention in Philadelphia for Hillary Clinton, they forgot to bring a single American flag. They had to go tear them off of the Philadelphia City Hall to bring them to the convention center because nobody thought to bring an American flag to the Democrat Party's presidential nominating convention. There were Mexican flags in the hall. There were Palestinian flags in the hall, but there were no American flags. Outside, they were burning American flags. You may remember, you're on fire, stupid. That's when Democrats were burning American flags. But let's go to Eric Adams from yesterday, because I was surprised by what I saw. And he said something that sounded vaguely normal. He's a former police officer. Now he's Democrat mayor of our most populous city. And yesterday he said this.
That's our flag, folks. Go take over our buildings and put another flag up. That may be fine to other people, but it's not to me. My uncle died defending this country. And these men and women put their lives on the line. And it's despicable that schools will allow another country flag to fly in our country. So blame me for being proud to be an American.
You're going to have to...
And I thank Commissioner Daughtry for putting that flag back up. We're not surrendering our way of life to anyone.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it, Eric Adams? But he had a moment there. I had to give him credit for it because it was a good moment. Peter Ducey, but the Democrats, they're silent. It's all, and by the way, when Joe Biden was attacking Donald Trump for the violence happening on his watch, it was 100% Democrat violence. All of it. Set aside January 6th, every riot in American history, certainly modern American history, has been a Democrat riot. And during Trump and COVID and George Floyd, the career criminal who had so much fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system that he died of heart failure while resisting arrest yet again. And he's the hero of the Democrat story, so they burned our country from coast to coast. Then Joe Biden says, hey, it happened on Trump's watch. It's all you, all on you, all of it. You're pro-crime, you're pro-criminal, you're pro-murder, you're pro-murderer, and you're anti-police and you defund the police. And Joe Biden has been completely silent. I played the one soundbite of him, and he's like, yeah, well, what about the Palestinians? Oh, you mean the terrorist army whose only ambition is genocide? That's whose side you're on? And the answer is yes. Peter Ducey asked Cringe yesterday about Joe Biden's silence, and she lied.
That's our flag, folks.
Oops. How do you explain his silence this week?
The president has not been silent on this issue when it comes to hate speech, anti-Semitism.
What we're talking about.
First ever anti-Semitism strategy to counter anti-Semitism. Something that no other president did. No other president did.
Where is it?
At an Ivy League campus guy.
And we call that out. And we said that is not peacefully protesting.
We, not Joe, not the president. He hasn't said a stinking word since, I'm concerned about people who don't enjoy the plight of the Palestinian people. Sure, and Nazi Germany.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. That would be you. You're the one that doesn't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. They're a genocidal death cult, a bloodthirsty gang of ghouls that are holding hostages right now that you've said nothing about. You jackal, you moron. Other than that, just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. These lefties on the campuses. And let's go to soundbite number 11. Soundbite number 11. Very early this morning. It was very early this morning. This was on the Fox News Channel. I was watching good and early so that you can sleep in. I got up at 4:45 to a funny dream. It was kind of a funny dream. But listen to this. Here's Dr. Lorenzo Vadino. Dr. Lorenzo Vadino was a college professor, is college professor, and was on the television early this morning. He's with the George Washington University, a program on extremism, And here's Dr. Lorenzo Vadino this morning talking about the protesters and who are they? Where did they come from? What is their thinking, Professor George Washington University, of extremism? Dr. Lorenzo Vadino.
Well, I think it's very correct to say that there's a vast majority of protesters who are, well, at best well-meaning but very naive individuals, or people who have bought into the post-colonial theory, white privilege, and all this sort of nonsense we've heard on campuses over the last 10 years. Number-wise, that's the majority. But I think what we should focus our attention on, and authorities are at this stage, is this small minority that is really the brains behind all this.
So most of them are just confused, indoctrinated, brainwashed, ignorant idiots that have no idea what they're even out there for. They're cannon fodder for the communists. And but there's a hardcore group behind them. And they bought into this post-colonial white privilege. They're racists, right? And honestly, I'm on the weekly Zoom calls with the patriarchy, and I just want you to be forewarned. We are considering taking electricity away from you people permanently. We might have to take away motor vehicles, combustion engines, electricity, fresh water, you know, a few of the basic necessities that you so take for granted. Thank the patriarchy. Worship the patriarchy. Love the patriarchy. But the professor, Lorenzo Vadino, George Washington University, he, the program on extremism, and he's the director of that program. And he's talking about how the majority are caught up in this post-colonial white privilege stuff, right? And that's what they've been, the left has been, the Democrat Party, that means, been teaching on college campuses for a long, long time now. And a lot of them are, and you know, they're out there. We played a couple of sound bites in the last few days. White people denouncing white people. Jews denouncing Jews. Because the left teaches self-loathing. Self-loathing Jews, see Chuck Schumer. Self-loathing white people, they're everywhere. Me, I'm Irish and Basque. You know, a little of this and a little of that. And, you know, just be glad you can hang with me. I'll leave it at that. Dr. Lorenzo Vadino this morning on the Fox News Channel talking about who's really behind this nationwide movement where, interestingly, they have the same chants, they have the same songs, they have the same rhymes, they have the same, they're building the same barricades, they're showing up with the same masks. Nationwide. How can that be organic? The answer is it cannot be organic. Dr. Lorenzo Vadino.
There's a level of coordination here in what is happening nationwide. There's financing, there's organizations, there's the same slogans being used nationwide. There's a core of Islamist sympathizers, people who have direct connections to Hamas and have been in the country for a long, long time. And people who belong to core communist organizations but are fellow travelers of these Islamist networks but have been organizing this for a long time.
Fellow travelers, a term I've been using lately as well, the commies. These are commies. And I know it sounds ridiculous. It sounds, oh, don't be silly. What, are there two of them? Look what's happening. They, communists, leftists, hardcore Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, and they exist. I know it sounds completely ridiculous, but not only do they exist, they are entirely involved. They're very much responsible for what's going on these campuses, and the professors are as guilty as sin. They should be wearing Gestapo uniforms on campus. They are not American. They don't share American values. They don't even share Western values. They are not on our side. How many times do I have to say it? You know, baseball season is well underway, and that means tax season is in our rearview mirror. You've heard all the horror stories, and they never end well with the IRS. Let me tell you about my friends at Legal Tax Defense. This is an urgent message if you have unfiled back taxes or if you owe the IRS $10,000 or more. Then it's past time to call the legal experts at Legal Tax Defense. At Legal Tax Defense, they have a team of tax attorneys and legal professionals that are going to help guide you through the complicated tax codes and your legal troubles. They're here to help you. The IRS recently announced that, you know, they're going to increase collection activity for the 2023 tax year, especially with, you know, the tax deadline behind us. It's time to act. The former IRS tax attorneys and expert tax professionals at Legal Tax Defense, well, they're gearing up for this IRS activity to help you. So call today. Don't procrastinate another day. Call Legal Tax Defense at 800-472-0467. For more than 10 years, Legal Tax Defense has helped taxpayers just like you pay and save millions of dollars in back taxes. So call now to get qualified for your tax relief options. Call the experts at Legal Tax Defense now. The call's free and it's confidential. 800-472-0467. Bam, 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 bam. I've got Senator Tom Cotton on this subject coming up as well. These are trying times. It's an important time to be well informed. CNN has changed the channel to attack Trump for the rest of the day. They don't care what's going on campus. They're a front group for the left. The Democrat Party has been taken over by radicals. So has the media. Thank God I'm here.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
One more Lorenzo Vadino from the George Washington University, the Extremism Center, on who's behind these little fascist uprisings all across the country that the Democrat Party is promoting.
And I think there's a lot of evidence piling up on that. Just yesterday, a lawsuit on behalf of some of the victims of the October 7th attacks in Israel was filed, and it lays out this case very, very well with a lot of evidence. So it's clearly this small minority leading a very large group of gullible young people.
Gullible young people. Lorenzo Vadino, the George Washington University extremism program. Leftists, hardcore leftists, Marxists. There is a commie Marxist revolution going on in America under cover of hating Jews.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Now, we got a very nice item in the by way of the U.S. mail today. United States Postal Service. Nice, just opened the envelope a couple of minutes ago. Our mail always gets lost around here, but we have it. We have it now. And from the Kaiser Brothers Printing, a nice envelope. And the Kaiser Brothers have their print shop in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Earl and Mike Kaiser have their printing shop. I was talking about this on the radio the other day. I said, you know, Democrats around here attack and vandalize like Hummers. You know, you drive a Hummer. It's a nice large vehicle, originally a military vehicle, the original version. Then they made civilian versions. And there was one near our radio station that a while back was vandalized, attacked by environmentalists. You know, Democrats are all violent for one reason or another, apparently. Stop shooting people, would you? And they vandalize and they attack SUVs because, you're killing my planet, you know, this mental illness, right? And I said on the radio, last week, I guess, I said, we should make bumper stickers for giant SUVs, you know, Chevy Suburbans and stuff, which are all over Washington, D.C., being used as limousines for all the people that call themselves liberals, right? And I said, we should make bumper stickers that say, I'm helping make the planet warmer, right? And put it on the back of your giant SUV, your eight-cylinder SUV. I said, I'd like to have bumper stickers say, I'm helping make the planet warmer. You're welcome. See? And then you have it right there in your SUV. Well, it's really nice because Earl and Mike Kaiser from Kaiser Brothers Printing sent me bumper stickers. And they're great. And a couple of them have the planet Earth. There's the planet Earth on it. And it says, I'm helping make the planet warmer. You're welcome. See, and that's perfect for your SUV. I don't drive an SUV, but I could, it's still a combustion engine. I think I could put it on there. That's great. That's wonderful. So I want to thank Earl and Mike Kaiser from Kaiser Brothers Printing in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, because they're fun. I have several of the I'm helping make the planet warmer, you're welcome bumper stickers. And they sent along, because I said that there's graffiti all over Washington, D.C. that lefties write. It says, free Gaza, free Gaza. And I said, I'd like to have stickers that say the F word, you know, beep, like beep Joe Biden. So I can put it over the word free on the graffiti, and it would say beep Gaza. So they sent me little stickers with F, star, 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 so I can put it over the thing, and that's very cute. Tell you what, I'll shoot a picture of these, and we'll post them on Al Gore's Amazing Internet, too. But that's a lot of fun. See, there are normal people out there, real people, regular people, like Earl Kaiser and Mike Kaiser from Kaiser Brothers Printing in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Isn't that wonderful? That's just great. Very nice. All right, then. Let us go back to the big news of the day. Yeah, and the judge says, well, you've got free speech. You can say whatever you want, except this. Except the things that I say you can't. Just amazing. Amazing. That's what I'm hearing. So what is this now? Joe Biden's going to come out and he's going to say something? He's going to say, I don't want to kill all the Jews like people say. He's going to come out because he's been pressured into making a statement. We were just mocking it, and Cringe was lying about it yesterday. She's perfectly happy lying about everything. She lies all the time. She's a big liar. But it turns out that Joe Biden is supposed to be coming out in the Roosevelt Room to make remarks. He has he was supposed to be out 10 minutes ago. And he's not out yet because he's in the middle of an episode of Hazel. An episode of Hazel, and he can't go anywhere while Hazel's on. All right, let's go to soundbite number 14. We're going to keep our ear to the ground on Lunch Bucket Joe walking around like a sock puppet, bumping into furniture like a jellyfish. Lindsey Graham yesterday. Why hasn't Joe Biden said anything? See, this is why he's supposed to have come out 10 minutes ago. And they're not revealing what he's... They're just saying the president will deliver remarks. These remarks in the Roosevelt Room will be covered by the in-house pool. The in-house pool. That's, White House talk, media talk. They said 10:30 a.m. delivers remarks. Hasn't happened because he's in a coma. He's in an iron lung, and they need to remove him so they can replace him with someone else. Lindsey Graham yesterday mocking Joe Biden for not having said a damn word about it, even though Cringe lied. Oh, no, he's got a program. There's a program somewhere. Just amazing. On Jewish things, yeah, nobody's ever heard of it. There is no such program. You're lying. You're making it up. Lindsey Graham yesterday on Joe Biden not saying anything about what's going on across America.
He's afraid of the protesters. There's a real Hamas wing of the Democratic Party who wants to not help the Palestinians but kill all the Jews. They say we are Hamas. There are radical elements within the Democratic Party and the country right now at large that would literally help destroy the Jewish state. We can't wait to May 6th or 7th. Mr. President, you need to speak tonight. You need to reassure Jewish Americans that your administration will have their back. You need to tell these schools, if you don't clean up your act, I will clean it up for you.
Joe Biden then came out and said, Raus, Juden. And then he brought out his two German shepherds, Commander and Major, and chased all the Jews out of the White House. And they're going to have a new Wannsee conference. Wannsee, Raus! The Democratic Party isn't. So Joe is, I guess, in the White House. Somebody told him, Mr. President, I know you're very severely mentally impaired, but outside of your little bubble, there is a lot of pressure to say something about the rising fascism under the Democrat Party umbrella. Senator Tom Cotton is a great American senator, United States senator, Arkansas, U.S. Army, combat veteran, Harvard Law School, and he's on our side. And he's talking about what's going on the college campuses. Now, he was live this morning, so he was talking about what was happening at UCLA in Los Angeles when the police had to come in to break up their little ghetto that they had created.
Well, I commend the peace officers who were able to break up this little Gaza on UCLA's campus, but it's way too late. They should have been allowed to do this from the very beginning. But you have liberal college administrators and liberal politicians like Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden who are afraid of offending the anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. And that wing really is both wings. It's, you know, that's the airplane that they're in. And might crash into a building real soon. Senator Tom Cotton on what's going on campuses across the country.
None of these little Gaza should have been allowed to remain. They are disgusting cesspools of anti-Semitic hate full of pro-Hamas sympathizers, fanatics, and freaks that have been assaulting Jewish students around the country, that have been blocking their paths going to classrooms, that have been telling them to go back to their real home, painting swastikas on campuses. It has no place in America, and it's the fault of liberal college administrators and liberal politicians that it was tolerated for this long in the first place.
It's true. Swastikas on campuses, plural. Go back to Poland, which is where, among other things, Auschwitz, a socialist worker death camp, was located. Senator Tom Cotton is a smart guy, and he's not having any of it.
It's a revolting display of anti-Americanism, and we know what kind of message it sends because Hamas and the Ayatollahs in Iran have been celebrating these fanatics that have built little Gazas all around America's campuses, while Joe Biden remains silent, while he doesn't take action.
But he doesn't take action, he doesn't say anything, but now he's going to come out. And when he comes out, he won't talk about how just the other day he's promising $1 billion to Gaza, which is run by Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, the likes of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and Joe Biden can't wait to give them $1 billion of our dollars. And he's building a pier, a port facility on the beach in Gaza, which will put American troops, 1,000 American troops, in harm's way. And he was asked by the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, was asked by Congressman Matt Gaetz day before yesterday, so Americans will be in harm's way, and when they're shot at from Gaza, do they shoot back? Because they're going to be on the beach in Gaza. That is, you know, and he said, no, that's not boots on the ground. No, it's just boots on the thing attached to the ground there. And within rifle range, mortar range, RPG range, rocket-propelled grenade range, yes, very much so. And do they shoot back? Yes, they shoot back. So you idiots are getting us into another shooting war? Is that what I'm to understand? Joe Biden won't talk about the port facility that we're spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on, putting 1,000 American troops in harm's way to gift to a terrorist organization, which is hell-bent on the genocide of the Jewish people, while Democrats all across America are chanting to wipe Israel off the face of the map from the river to the sea, even if they don't know what that means. Most of the young Nazi men that died in the trenches didn't really know what the macro program was with Nazi Germany either. They didn't know about the death camps. But never mind that. Tom Cotton on Joe Biden's silence.
Not only has he refused to speak out in an unequivocal way, where's the Department of State revoking visas for foreigners who are in Little Gazas? Or the Department of Homeland Security deporting them? Department of Justice and the Department of Education investigating why Jewish civil rights are being violated without any recourse by these college administrators? Or where the funding for Little Gazas are coming from? These aren't people out there living under tarps. They've got pup tents that cost hundreds of dollars. These are all questions that Joe Biden could have been tackling over the last several weeks, but he's been totally silent and paralyzed by indecision because he's afraid of the anti-Semitic wing of his own party.
I don't think they're pup tents, though. I think they're a little better than pup tents. They're expensive, fancy tents that you get at high-end camping stores and outdoor stores. And who is paying for them? And if we had a news media, and we don't, they would be asking all kinds of questions and doing investigative journalism, God forbid, which would, unfortunately for them, have them thrown out of the Democratic Party, or at least they would be no longer in the good graces of the Democratic Party. Now, honestly, Tom Cotton was out there this morning telling the truth and saying it out loud. These college campuses have been hotbeds of Marxism and leftism for many years now. Even the professors, a lot of the professors were raised into and indoctrinated into this world where Marxism just hasn't been tried properly yet. So we'll have to kill another 100 million people trying to get it right this time. And the left is here. This is no joke.
It's part of the left-wing Marxist ideology that these students have marinated in for years at places like Columbia, to the point where they come not only to hate their country, but to celebrate Hamas, a foreign terrorist organization that raped women and burned children alive on October 7th. I've sometimes seen them called anti-war protesters. These are not anti-war protesters. These are pro-war protesters.
That's exactly right. They're pro-genocide protesters. They're with Hamas, which means they're with Iran. And Barack Obama and Joe Biden are responsible for many billions of dollars being in the coffers of Iran to spread around to Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah and the Houthis and beyond to wage war against civilization. The left is using the United States. It's the old Lenin line. The capitalist will sell you the rope with which to hang them. And now the Democrat Party is using the American economy to contribute to the downfall of the United States of America. They're not on our side. Senator Tom Cotton, last one from Senator Tom Cotton on what he's seeing and what he's aware. I mean, again, he Harvard Law School.
The faculty has been producing these kind of fanatics and terrorist sympathizers for years, because by definition, if America and Israel are strong and confident and prosperous, that means that our nations must be the oppressor nations, and therefore, in their kind of demented worldview, that we are morally evil.
Right.
When the exact opposite is true. America and Israel stand for everything that is good among nations.
Yeah. Right.
That's why people are desperate to come to America. That's why nations around the world look to America for leadership. Yet, in the anti-Semitic wing, in the Marxist wing of the Democratic Party, they turn that moral position on its head.
The Democrat Party and the left have created a generation of anti-American Americans. They've created a generation of anti-white, white people. We, people like me and others, have been warning about the detrimental effects of critical race theory, the construct that holds that white people are oppressors We oppress you with electricity and cancer treatments and air travel and instantaneous global communication. You're welcome. The anti-American American generation, the Democrat Party, has unleashed on America. It is now sleeping in a college courtyard near you in their own feces once again.
See, what does that eagle attack mean?
He's been trained to recognize and attack Americans.
Anti-American eagle. It's diabolical.
Well, it is now 10:56 a.m., and Joe Biden's still not out for his 10:30 appointment to speak, presumably about the Democrat fascist riots on campuses across the country. But we checked. There is an episode of Hazel on right now on FETV. There's another episode of Hazel on at 11 on Antenna TV. I'm a little concerned. And what is it? Mr. B comes home? Is that
Cheering up Mr. B.
So we know where Joe Biden is. He may still be out at some point, though. Let's take a phone. And then I want to share with you, we're now about to pay hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild Ukraine now that we've spent tens of billions of dollars on the war in Ukraine and freed up billions for Putin to wage his war in Ukraine. Now American companies that contribute to Democrats are about to get hundreds of billions to rebuild Ukraine. That's coming up. Let's go to Richard calling from Manassas, Virginia. Richard, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. You know, something that occurred to me, wasn't it the University of Virginia protest that they were out there this morning reclaiming rented barricades?
That's George Washington University.
GW, okay. Gotcha. So if we had an attorney general that would actually follow the money and figure out who paid that rental fee or provide the funding, we could get to the bottom of who's behind the funding. But since maybe Jason Miar, as an effective state attorney general, could do that maybe at VCU or Virginia Tech or UVA and figure out who the hell's behind this thing.
Well, you raise Richard kind of because a bunch of morons were sleeping this morning at 4:30 a.m. in the quad or wherever at George Washington University, protesting because they want the genocide to be perpetrated against Israel. And at 4:30, the grounds crew, maintenance crew came out and started removing all of these metal barricades that the students had taken and built a barrier for themselves. I'm like, oh no, the cops are coming, man. The pigs are after us. And in fact, they were grabbing these metal barricades because I think the university had rented them and they were due back today. So they're removing them. And then all of the little genocidal ghouls went back to sleep in their tents. But you're right, Richard, in that we've got to find out who's paying for all of this. And if we had a Justice Department that wasn't corrupt and an Attorney General Merrick Garland who wasn't corrupt, but we do have a corrupt Attorney General and a corrupt Justice Department, and the FBI is too busy investigating Catholics or something, we need to find out who's behind all this.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.